A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way to pay back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. How many times have you heard or even said, "I forgive that person, but I can't ever forget," or "I won't ever forget"? Sometimes when people say that, they really mean that they will make no attempt to forget the offense, that they will deliberately call the incident to mind repeatedly. But sometimes I think a person may not willfully bring the incident to mind. In fact, a person may wish to forget the offense, but it seems that the hurt keeps creeping back into one's memory, thereby causing renewed hurt. What is one to do about this? I think that part of today's gospel helps to address this situation. The parable itself is one of the clearest and easiest parables to understand, isn't it? God forgives us graciously and generously when we have offended God, and God expects us to forgive others when they have offended us. But I think the very first part of the passage for today may be applied to the situation of forgiving and trying to forget. Peter asks Jesus, "If my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Peter is feeling very generous. But Jesus says, not 7 times, but 77 times. Maybe each time a memory of some offense that has been dealt us comes back to remind us of the hurt we experienced, we can consider that memory as an occasion to forgive the person again. It may be 77 times or even more. It may be more times than we can count. But with the memory of the offense and the memory of our forgiveness, we have the opportunity to realize that God's grace is at work in us. We may even realize that the original offense was an occasion of grace for us because it helped us to cooperate with God, to imitate God, to put into practice the lessons Jesus came to teach by his word and his actions. Maybe each time the memory of a specific incident returns, we will be able not only to accept it without anger or resentment, but actually embrace it and realize again that God can and does make all things work for the good for those who love God, even sin, even grave injustices, as well as minor thoughtless words and actions that offend us. So perhaps we don't have to be too concerned about not forgetting the offense, as long as we remember as well that we forgave the person and that it was an occasion of grace for us, that we actually became more like Jesus because of it. Julian of Norwich tells us that all is grace, the fall, sin, and after the fall, forgiveness. And I might add, so are the memories. Dear forgiving God, the one who forgives us and does not hold on to our sins, help me to forgive those who offend me. Help me to forgive as Jesus taught us to forgive. And when memories of past hurts come back to haunt me, help me to remember that you have helped me to forgive them and that I am blessed. I ask this in Jesus' name.